that there is one aspect that is an edges, that the large, the size of an edges, and the third of an edges. And then you have another aspect that is larger by one third of one edges plus a third of an edges. So then I'm not mechuyev to buy the larger aspect. Now let's see what the Marsho says on this basis. So he mentions why Shlish. So from Marsho, yes, we can see that the Marsho and the two things are the same. The passes are washing the faces, is that way. But from the Marsho, it definitely appears that that's the way the Marsho and the two cases. In other words, you have to buy another esprit that is one third larger in size. Not that you have to be Macy. One third of the purchase price of the esprit in order to buy a larger esprit. But you have to buy, you have to spend the extra money on buying an esprit that is one third larger. One third larger than the eggies or the base. That's how the Marsho understands things. The Pashtas Alosh Matizis is there. Now, let's see what the Mechava says. The Mechava says in Sinat of Eshan Bo, in Koma Esrek Shero what is the Yitzimtzu, Ki Gein Shehu Ki Beitzom Tzimtzem. Because we pass all of them. Pinterest mentions at the point of Meir. But we pass like a bidet, so the minimum size of an estate is a beitzah. Ki beitzah mitzimtzem eres, v'akei motzo godo nimenu, godo nimenu, nitze lehisi, actually, nilgav bid meyorishen, ki la'alichu, ki di la'achri, ki di yeitzah noe. So the Mechaba says, no, nitze lehisi, actually, nilgav bid meyorishen. Not the size of the Rishen. According to Marsho, it means mitzvah lehitziv dochi. In order to buy an esrei that is one third larger in size. We see that the Marsho understood it that way, because he says, why a shlish? Because the size of the lulav is four tefachim. And the size of the lulav is four tefachim, and the size of the hodes is three tefachim. So that means that the lulav in its size is one third larger. So apparently he understands that the shlish has reference to the size, not shlish, not, it doesn't have reference to the domi. So the mechaber is not like the Marsho. The mechaber is not like the Marsho. Now, Pashtus Aloshon of Tesis is like the Marsho. I mean, whether we accept the Marsho's reason, I mean, what is one thing to do with the other? I mean, it's a strange reason, just because the Lulav is four tefachim and the Hodes is three tefachim, so because of that, it should be a lot better. I mean, it's strange. But one thing we see from the Marsho, that the Marsho understood Tesis as saying that the Shlish refers to the size. Size. But the Mechaba says no. Lehitzif at Shlish Melgav Bidmei Orishe. Kidilachwife. Biyeisano. Alright. Now, Pashtus Aloshon of the Tesis is like the Marsho. Therefore, God in the memory. So you could interpret it, Shlishi Kmei. Now it's Yevimaitzi, but it would be a Deichach. It would be a Deichach in the Rosh. Now, Now, why does the Mechavah? It seems the washing of Teisves indicates, like Mahal, how is it that the Mechavah mentions explicitly to the contrary that the Shlish means he suffered the damage? Because the washing of Rosh is the way the Mechavah says. The Rosh, she, and the Mechavah. In Motso Esrik, she will roll what it say, she will hook the edges. Yetzif Shlish, Liknes Yofen Men, the Roy Shei Yemichuyev, Liknes, Esrei, Tayofen Men, she needs a bit of Shlish, and Esrik, she hopes Liknes. So we say, in other words, it's not, it doesn't mean, in other words, let's say, I mean, it might be faced with a very serious problem. Let's say you go to the Australian merchants to buy an Esrik so you can find all kinds of price. There is no limit. So you can find an Esrik for $10, you can find an Esrik for $20, you can find an Esrik for $40, and you don't have to work hard to find an Esrik for $150. I mean, so the question arises, what does it mean? He has to be Meisiv a Shlish. Does it mean he has to be Meisiv a Shlish? A Shlish and the price of the Esrik that is kosher. So let's say, if he can find an Esrik for $10, and so he has to be made, and that Esrik for $10 is a kosher Esrik. No shayla. But it's not beautiful. So then he's mechuyev to be Meisiv one third of the Shlish. Shlish, 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 doesn't make any difference. But Shlish and the $10. But, or it means, let's say, he's the kind of a person who wouldn't even think of buying the Esrik for $10. He wouldn't think, but he wouldn't think of buying the Esrik for $10. Because he's that kind of a person, he doesn't like the Esrik for $10. It's very, very not beautiful. So he thinks of buying an Esrik for $40. But there is an Esrik that he can buy for $45. So do we say, since Jew, he could buy a kosher Esrik for $10, but since he's the type of a person who wouldn't think of buying an Esrik for $10, he wouldn't think of doing it. So maybe he would think of buying an Esrik for Halapoches for $40. So since he can buy an Esrik, for $50, for $45, and $50 is mechuyev to buy the Esrik for $50. Oh no, since he could buy an Esrik for $10, he's not mechuyev to spend more than a third of ten. Let's say if you say no bar, so it's another five. But he wouldn't think of spending less than $40. That's his business. Okay, so he can spend. Of course, there is no avere in spending $40 on Esrik. But he's not mechuyev. We don't tell him. Listen, since you wouldn't think of spending less than $40, so now you can get an Esrik for $50. You have to buy for $50. That is not mechuyev. This is what the Rosh says. So he said, the Roy Shein Mechuyev Liknes, Esrik Hayofen Men, Sheyutza Bitetze Shlish Al Esrik Shechofetz Liknes. But it means, Imoto Esrik Sheu Ro Roses Dei, Sheu Keedis, Yesif Shlish Liknes Yofen Men. But Agavurche, the Rosh mentions, Yesif Shlish Liknes Yofen Men. So the Shlish means he has to be Yesif the Domi. And the Domi that he would have to pay to buy an Esrik Yibet. So in other words, so that's why the Mechaber passed in that way, not that the Mechaber interpreted Tetzes and Tetzes said, V'echad Godin Menu Shlish, so V'echad Godin Menu Shlish Yikneu. But that would be a Deichak in the Loshon. So the Pashtus Loshon of Tetzes is the way the Marsha understands it. That he has to spend more money, in order to buy an Esrik that is one shlish over and above the Beitzor. Now, how much money? So that's the Marsha's Pshat. Now, according to Marsha's Pshat, that's the Pashtus of Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, how much money is in a way to be Meisiv? how much money is in the Chuyot Shemunim? So in other words, we have to say, according to the thesis, and as far as thesis is concerned, so the Mashos Pshat is the right Pshat, it would be a Dechak text on it. The Mechaba passed upon the Rosh, not by thesis. So we have to say, according to thesis, that he is Mechuyot to spend more money in order to buy an Esrit that is a shlish larger than the minimum size Esrit that is kosher. Is kosher. So then it means how much money is mechuyev to mezid. Then the Gemara doesn't even mention how much money is mechuyev to mezid. According to this, is pshat in the Gemara only mentions that he is mechuyev to the mezid money in order to buy an Esrit that is one shlish over and above the minimum size Esrit. One shlish over and above the minimum size Esrit. In other words, it should be a kibetzo and a half if we say mulgar, or kibetzo and a third of the beitzo if we say mulgar. That's another shot. Another shot. But how much money is in the chuyev to be made in order to buy an Esrit that is as large as a beitzo and a half? Or as a beitzo and a third of the beitzo? So the Gemara doesn't discuss it. If the Gemara doesn't discuss it, so then what should be the limit? So it's very likely that according to Tetzves, he's mechuyev to be lazy in order to get an Esrit that is larger than the minimum size. So he's mechuyev to spend the way one is mechuyev to spend on all mitzvahs. How much is one mechuyev to spend on getting this? How much is mechuyev to spend? Up to a tenth, according to Rabbi Yerucham, up to a fifth, according to the Rambam Perusha Mishneh. Now, but according to the Rishonim who explained, be the mitzvah shlish, that it means money in terms of money. So we see that insofar as the Kelev Aveir is concerned, that has its own shield. He's not mechuyev to spend the tenth of the nechosim. Mashiachin, according to Tzitzis, that actually means he has to spend more money in order to buy more than an Esrit Mitzumtzen in size. An Esrit that is more than Mitzumtzen in size. So then the Gemara doesn't mention any special shear in regard to Zekil Valley. If the Gemara doesn't mention, so the general shear of spending a tenth of his Nechosim or a fifth of Nechosim should apply. I mean, it sounds very strange, but that's how, because the Gemara doesn't mention any special shear, how much money he is mechuyev to spend. Anyway, so then we see the Poskim mention another machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh in Sukkah. That's the reason why I asked you to look over the Rosh in Sukkah. Because the Rosh in Volkame doesn't say anything contrary to Rashi. Doesn't say anything contrary to Rashi. So he says here, he says, Rashi says, וכן מכות נמכה בשישו ויציף שני דינות שליש נדע, שליש שבשיח אדום וביקח את העוד או שליש מדבר אדום ילך ומשתיים יצרים לשליש משורי דן מכות נמכה בשישו ויציף שני דינות וביקח את העוד ובתישו וביקח את העוד ובתישו. So the עמדה from the notion of Rashi that the whole chiyuv of spending is shlish and not beautiful as rich. The whole chiyuv is only shaya if he didn't buy the less beautiful as yet. He comes into the store and then the mecher or the esrei shows him two esrei. He shows him one esrei, he says, it will cost you $6, another esrei will cost you $8. So he's mechuyev. Oh, let's say $9. So he's certainly mechuyev. So $8 he says, I mean $9 at that store, I mean, in the Shaila, in Gavruba, and one Esrik will cost you $8. So he certainly appears to buy the Esrik or $8. But suppose he comes into his store, into one store, and then that Esrikim Meich, and that Esrikim Meich tells him, I just have one Esrik, it costs you $6. I have no other Esrik. So he bought it. Then he bought it, he goes home, then receives a call from the Sreidenbecher. I got a new batch of Sreidim from New York now. So you can come to my store and exchange it. And I will be able to buy an Sreid for $8. So then they say, according to Rashi, once he bought it already, he's not mechuyev to be machmir. If the time if he's going to buy it, and he has the alternative of buying one Sreid for it, that is not beautiful, for $6, another Sreid that is beautiful, for $8, so he's mechuyev to buy the Sreid for $8. But if the time when he bought it, the Sreid mechuyev had just one Sreid for $6, then the next day he called him up. He said, "I received a new delivery of Esrei, and now I have Esrei for $8." So according to Rashi, it's not mechuyev to go to the store and exchange this Esrei for the others, because Rashi's wash needs, and he says, "Uchem makot nimka b'shisho yisif shnitim and daily shlish nuda shlish lezich adom and likach zayin or shlish nuda adom yachushayin and shlish nuda and makot nimka b'shisho." In other words, it is nimka right now. Mashiach in the Roshna of Tetzve, of the Rosh in Sukkot. The Gimel, paragraph 2 in the Rosh in Sukkot. Oh. Kassir Fehl Kabobitz, he the Mitzvah Shlish, Pirush in Kono Lulev, in Samla Achayot, the Yeseya, Yeti in Konolev, he already bought, and then he's able to buy a better one. He's a lachriya fiisya. Yeti actually is the meal vishy. Lachri fenobiyo. So, yeah. That there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rosh. And the Gros also assumes that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rosh. And the Groshite is like the Rosh. Because from the Rosh of the Yerushalmi, it's much more like the Rosh. Not only when he's buying now, and he can buy more beautiful, less beautiful, so he's mechuyev to be lazy, fachlish, to buy more beautiful. Even if he bought, he's mechuyev to go and be machlim. Be machlim. From the Rosh of the Yerushalmi, it's much more. It's much more that way. It's much more that way. Alright, now, let's see what the Mechaber says. In commerce, we shall all lot is baby tzimtzum. Can you shoot a baby tzimtzum tennis? והכי מוצא גודל ממנו מצלו והגודל ממנו מצלו איסי והשליש מרגב בדמי הולישן כדאחים כדאו יצמר יש משאים יש איתי שני ישראלים that's one notion that's based upon the פשט of Abletan this is פשט that he the mitzvah is reference to size not to beauty that's Abletan's פשט but in respect to Abletan's פשט so there is a machleket between Tetzis and the Rosh whether it means true, it has reference to size, but the shlish also has reference to size, or the shlish has reference to dummy. So the Mechaber passes like the Rosh, that the shlish, that even according to Rabbi Tam's pshat, that the Hidu has reference to size, but the shlish has reference to dummy. So the Yeshi Sheim Yashim Nitzi Shnei Yisrael, Liknis, that's Rashi's pshat. ויחדו למחברים, ייקח עודו, אם אם יקחי מייסים, יסר משליש מנגב בדמי חבר. בדמי חבר. Now, you see, so, there is a very interesting thing to be observed. You see, when the Rosh mentions the Pshat of Hametam, the Tidu Mitzvah, has reference to science, so he says, it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that you have to be meisif shlish on the esrik that you would like to buy. In other words, if he finds an esrik beit, that's the minimum size that is kosher. So he wants $6 for it. So you have to be lazy, $2 more in order to buy an esrik that is larger than a beitzah, that is larger than a beitzah. Mashenke, when the Mechaber mentions the pshat of Rashi, so he says, "Yesh tishenia, she made the shnei esrei miknis, v'ayachod hodo mechaberei, yikach hodo, im yachfenei seyeser mishlish nudav bidmei chaberei." So here it means, in other words, if there are two Esrei, if there are two Esrei, and there is one Esrei that has the lowest price, what is kosher, and then another Esrei that is more beautiful and costs more, we are mechuyev to add a one shlish on the Esrei that has the lowest price. That has the lowest price. Alright. Now the next piece of the law. Bimah, yes, what is it?
According to Tosafos from Megillat Tam, does this have any meaning in this other than Esrei?
Yes, right. So that then you say, yeah, that's right, because reference to Svatorah. Suppose you can buy a little tiny Svatorah and for a certain price. So then you have to spend more money in order to buy a shlish larger Svatorah. A Svatorah that is a shlish larger. The Kafis Mor in the Sukkot says that the same thing applies to other mitzvahs also. No, we pass
around that.
Not in size, but in beauty. Alright, now. Bimarobe Amre, Mishmeid Rav Zeire, Atshlish Mishorei, Mikam Veire, Eich Mishorei Kodesh Bo. Atshlish Mishorei. Da'ayne Eise Shlish. So what does it mean? So let's see what Rashi says. Atshlish Mishorei, Da'ayne Eise Shlish, Eise, Ve'yom Yom Mishorei, She'en Yitra Le'bechayot, כי דאמרו היום מעשה איסום לא יעיין לי מסחורון מכאן לא ילך מה שיעיסי והיא לא יעיסי או שיש יפרו יעקב יבורך ובחיו so Rashi explains it so in other words according to Rashi's Pshar it doesn't have reference to any dini in other words what a Jew is mechuyev to do or is not mechuyev to do it has reference to the schar right okay. It does not involve any practical halacha l'maaseh. There is no practical application. So, because practically speaking, that make a difference whether the schar will be paid in a zeh or mavo, we have to be mekayem all mitzvos haTorah, regardless of schar. I mean, the goyim said before, that's a story, his talmidim mentioned that before he died, he knew that he was dying, so he was crying. So the talmidim asked him, why he was crying? I mean, so afraid to die. So he said, not because of that. But Yofesho Achash, so people, my children, my Sintemi, they were Maze, Mikol Chayel Mabo. So the Goyim said at that time that if that had been possible, that one would get Gen for Kima Mitzvahs, he would do all the Mitzvahs and go to Gen. So in other words, we have to be mekayem the mitzvahs, regardless of schar. Altiyu ka'avodim amshamshim esarav alnas lekabel pras. So according to Rashi Pshat, it doesn't imply any halacha of practical application, whether he gets schar b'mazeh, he gets schar labo. So he says no relevance to us. That's not even our concern. All right, we want to mention it. But it has no practical application. So what does it mean? That actually Shishalei, if he spends up to a third of the price of the less beautiful Esri, so he doesn't get rewarded by Yomazeh, but only by Yomavot. But if he spends more than a third, so then he gets Chal by Yomazeh. Now let's see what Jesus says. So it's the same shot. Now let's see the Rachas took shot. The Rachas took shot. Bimaro be'amro, atshlish l'sholei. Kelema, muzaruni, snoyiz b'mitzve atshlish. Mikam ve'ilei l'chi meisif yeser al shlish, yini yisei lo yisei, ki yanfali soni meisif lei. Yeser, shenim tzor chinemei, v'in ha'kodish boruch, Schore, elu mishalem leivmune. Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenem ha'mal ba'ad Hashem, chenim da'al u'poshet. So, what this is the first Lashon Hara. So what does it mean? At shlish mishalei means, at shlish mishalei, up to a third, So he is mechuye to beautify the mitzvah. Mikam veilech, miyisayo. So it mashma that up to a third, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Whether it's a mitzvah chiyuvis mid raisa or rabbanu, that's another shayla. The rach shita happens to be that it's a mitzvah raisa. All right, but that's something else. So according to the rach's first lashon in the Gemara, the ad shlish mishalei means up to a third is mechuyev to spend. Is mechuyev, but above a third, so it's a mitzvah kiyumis to spend more. To spend more, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. In other words, up to what? So of course it goes without saying that he's not mechuyev to spend on the mitzvah and beautifying the mitzvah more than chidesh, because even on the ikar mitzvah itself, he is not allowed to spend more than chidesh achas kama lechamo on the beautification of the mitzvah. He is certainly not allowed to spend more than chidesh. But with Luke, in other words, since the Rach says in the first lashon that up to Ishlish he is mechuyev to spend, in other words, he can find the necessary for $7 and he can find the necessary for $8, for $9, says the Rach, was for $9. So he's mechuyev to another $3 to buy the esri. So it's mitzvah yomis. And he's a chete if he doesn't spend another $3. But suppose he spends another $10, he has a kosher esri he can buy for $6. But a very beautiful esri he can buy for $26. $16, $50, $70. He has a mitzvah yomis, so it's a little serious. It's really funny. He has a mitzvah yomis. That's what it means. So actually, shlishalei kalei ma'amuza or misnoi the mitzvah. Actually, shlikam veilech in meisi yesa al shlish mili yiseira yisa. Mili yiseira yisa. Ki ginam far lesoni un meisi po yesa shenimtso chenim chenimish. ואין הקדוש ברוך הוא מתאפיה ספורת, אבל משל הוא גמורת, משל הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנאמר, מהו בעד השם הכי מודר, הוא פושט. So I mean, the question is, according to the first lotion, why does the Gemara use the lotion, משל הקדוש ברוך הוא? מי שאומר, כל מיני מסת פשעת, משל הקדוש ברוך הוא, it means, the very mazeh that the very show is rewarding. But according to the Rach's first lotion, so actually, משל הקדוש ברוך הוא, to spend from his own pocket. Actually, over Ishlish, over the above Ishlish, he's not mechuyev to spend. But if he does it, it will be an extra act of chassidus. It will be a midas chassidus. It will be a finish of it. So you get rewarded. So why does the Gemara say, Mikam de'ilech mishal ha'kodesh baruch hu? So even though, according to the Rach's pshat, so this involves a halachic practical application, but it also implies that if one spends more than a third, then he can expect his chavur mazeh. He can expect his chavur mazeh. Why? Because like this, the Gemara says, "Schar mitzvah ba'ayah amulek." Schar mitzvah ba'ayah. It doesn't mean that there is no schar. There is, but the ikas chah ve'inesh is beyomavet. That's the pshat in schah mitzvah ba'ayah amalek. That the ikas chah ve'inesh is beyomavet. That's why we see, I mean, we don't understand it, but that's the reason as to why we see that the tzadik v'ralei, the rosh v'teilei, because the ikas chah is beyomavet. So it's a kashe, why? Why is rosh v'teilei? All right, that is beyond our limited mind. But the reason is why there is such a phenomenon of Tzadik Virale the Rosh Vetele is because Schar Mitzvah Ba'aya Omeleke Ika Schar is Be'il Mabo, not Be'il Mazeh. Mashenke, if a person does with X with Nivish or Sadin, then the Ika Schar for the with Nivish or Sadin is Be'il Mazeh. The Ika Schar for that which one is Muzeh is Be'umago. But the Ikascha for the Mifnimish of Sadin is Be'umazah. So that's why That's why the Gemara formulates it that way. Mikam ve'ilach mishlach mishboch. What does that mean, mishlach mishboch? He's not mechuye. It's in this chassidus. It's with nimishasavim. So why does the Gemara use the expression mishlach mishboch? In other words, because the ikar schar for the nimishasavim, for that which is beyond the realm of obligation, is ve'ilach mazeh. So that's why he says mishlach mishboch. And look in the Russian of the Rav. Mikam ve'ilich, in basic, yes, al shtish, mini yisera yisa. It's livni mishra sadi. Yet, beyond the limits of obligation. So, mini yisera yisa, ke amfar yisoni, in basic way, yes, shenim tzachinu, ve'in akulish boku mitapriyach schorei, el mishalem v'gmur. So, Rashi mentions an example, in other words, let's say if somebody is mifal nisanoni, that's how it's mashma from Rashi. If somebody is mifal nisanoni, what is mifal nisanoni only according to Israel? According to Israel. So then he cannot expect a reward from the relation right here on the other side. He cannot expect. You know, there are certain people. So I have all kinds of shalos about giving ma'is. All kinds of shalos. So full. All kinds of shalos. This can be counted in ma'is, that can be counted in ma'is. So I tell them, you are so full. Don't you know that according to the Rambam, you are required to give more than a tenth? You are required to give a fifth? Why don't you ask shalos about that? Then they don't ask. I mean, they take it for granted that more than a tenth you are not required to give for stuff. But they ask all kinds of shalos. This can be counted, that can be counted. So, in other words, if a person only wants to do ma'aseh, that means he's not interested, you know, in going beyond the realm of fear. So then he cannot expect that the Rebbein Shalom will reward him immediately. And then you find the Jews, I mean, he gave to this machine, he gave $10,000. How is it that he had a loss in the business? I told him nothing. He didn't give to risk, he gave to other institutions. So I told him that he can be nasa the Rebbein Shalom. So he says he has a raya that is not so. So I said, what kind of raya do you have? So he says he gave for another institution. He gave so much money, and on the day after he gave that money, he sustained a great loss. So this is what the Rach says. If a person is only interested in doing that which is mechuyev, you know, yes, shayos, all kinds of shayos, he is interested only in doing that which is mechuyev, that is mechuyev. So then you can't expect the angel will reward him. But can you promise only amazingly, yes? No, he doesn't ask shayos. Am I mechuyev to give? This or can I or that can be included in the ma'aseh. So if he is ready to give without chayos, even with nimishor sadin, so in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapriyach schorei el mishalem v'gmur. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapriyach schorei? And suppose he does that is mechuyev. So then the Rebbein Shalom is mikapriyach schar. No, chas v'sholem. The Ben Shalom is never mikapeyach. The schar called barrier, barrier. Afil eschach sicha noe. So the Ben Shalom is not mikapeyach. But what it means, if he only does what is lechuyev, and he is not eager to act beyond the limits of his obligations, so then the Ben Shalom, of course, the Ben Shalom not mikapeyach the schar. But that schar might be later on, might be Be'er Mavo, or even Be'er Mazeh, it might be 10 years later, maybe 20 years later, maybe 50 years later. But if he supports an oni without any shayres, and he gives him more and more, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mikapeyach the schar. And this can be established empirically. All those Jews who tell you they gave so much for yeshivas, for this, for that, and then they want to reward it, and they sustained the loss, they did not give as much as they could have given. They gave, but they didn't give as much as they could have given. Anyway, so this is the first lashon derach. Mishlach mishboch, shenema, ma'oma, b'shem chinim da'alu, poshet. Dovar achir, another lashon. than washing. Mikan veirich mishlakodish boch. She involved a hader amitzvah to yes a mishlich bidomeo in chayev. Called them in the gear. She chayev came in the mitzvah. Avon in zimu lakodish boch, who momen shalom in the gear, who pickish la hader amitzvah to yes a mishlich, who reshoes the other. והמדר המיצה משום כתנינם ונחנקה והמדרים נאו חולה חולה יחוד והמדרים אל המדר. So what is the פשט? So the first פשט is that עד שליש משלוי, that means that up to שליש is מחויב. And over the בובי שליש, it's a מידס חסידס. It's not a מיצה חיוניס, it's just a מיצה חיוניס. And the second פשט is that up to Shlish, so not only is Mechuye, but he is even Mechuye to be Matriach himself, up to Shlish, so he is Mechuye to be Matriach himself. Let's say, suppose if he works only, let's say, 8 hours a day, so he'll be able to buy a minimum esrik, the least beautiful esrik. But No, he doing. But if you work, let's say, 1 hour more a day, not 8 hours a day, but 9 hours a day, so then he's mechuyev. Then he'll be able to spend money on hilo mitzvah also. So he's mechuyev to be derech himself and to be yogea in order to spend one shlish over and above the minimum price for heftes of mitzvah. That's what he said. שימבול אחד רביץ על יסע משלי מי לחי כל זה נגיע שחי כן מי למצו יסע משלי the invocation being but after שליש is מחויב to be יגיע to יגיע אבל הוא ביקש לאחד רביץ על יסע משלי so but if he wants to be יגיע if he wants to be יגיע ויסע משלי so then he is Oshut Biyodi. What does he mean Oshut Biyodi? Oshut Biyodi doesn't mean Rishus guy. He has a heter. It means it's a Rishus of Mitzvah. That's what it means. So from the Roshon of the Rach, it's Mashma, that up to a Shlish is a Chiyuv Gomer. And that's the Rach Rishitose, the rules that Zekir Ibam Veyu and Yitvai is a Chiyuv Gehaitse. It's a Mitzvah of Yudis in the Haitse. It's a Mitzvah like any other Mitzvah. Of Zekir Ibam Veyu, Lul of Noe. So in other words, he's even Mechuyev to be Matriach himself. And to work hard in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of zekiri vambeyo after shlish over the bobe shlish is not mechuyev to work hard in order. But if he wants to work hard, so he's mechuyev. Now, anyway, how is it mashma? So it's mashma that from the rach it's mashma that he's mechuyev to even to work hard. To be yogeya, to work hard in order to have money for hidomitz. To have money for hidomitz. All right, now let's see what the Rebbe Megeir is. It's just me thinking of something. Ashlish Mishalei, in case, Prima, Torich Leisi, Ashlish Mishalei, Yudei Chekes Chayo, like I said to Moshe Merach, he has to define himself, he's written Dachte, Yudei Chekes Chayo, in the Amadir Es Amitzvah, in Kam Neilich, in Shlish Olumai, in Zino Yachon, in Boruch Omor, in Shalom, in Yigiei, Yeisi, in Lav, Chayot Kedi, Vidayi Biteis Vashish, so many words. That's why the Rach second Moshe. Because of the Ramah, Zal Mistabre, Doa Adil, in Reshi Aminigir, Vare Yochi Lehesi, Pieser Al Shish, Vein Chayo Nitchot Lika, Ki Mi Shezimor Yachri Boch O Shaloi Nitgir Yom, Ki Mi Nen Shelema, Ki Hu Amesim Lechokiach Lazis Chayo. So we see from all these Rishonim that they hold that the hidden mitzvah is a real mitzvah and is even mechuyev to be deichek es chayo in order to be mikayim hidden mitzvah atzlish to be deichek es chayo. And now the Shinikubetz says in Bavakame that kuftes vod. So he says that kuftes vod in Bavakame. Right here is that you look it up, that Kuftes Vod Mishilvetzes in the Rabbein Inosom. So he says that up to Ishlish, one is best Yizim Kefe, Makene says it is an option. In other words, suppose a certain Jew, he's buying an Esrit, but he says, I don't want to buy an Esrit for $8. An Esrit for $6 is good enough because it's kosher Esrit. I don't want to spend, so Besdin is keeping his makilisi achetetin afshe. Now, the Bisalevi and Chelik Beis, Sinan and Zion, in discussing their makilis amira, shein makilis amira, so there he says, as in Rabba Poshit, that on Higo Mitzvah there is no kriya. But Rabbi Yonosson, in Shinkubetzes, in Yochame, that this word says the contrary. It's a pele on the Bisalevi. Maybe the Shinkubetzes was not out at the time when the Bisalevi was written. But the Rabbi Yonosson, in Shinkubetzes, that with this word says that there is a roche of machinis as it is in action.
Thank you. Shir Mem Hein Baba Kama, Yud Gimel Shvat Hei Tav Shemem Gimel, January 27, 1983, on Thursday.
That is good. Now the truth is that there is a variance between the Roshna Hagmore in Shavuot Tavkufon Gimel and the Roshna Hagmore in Nozi Adav Beis. So in Shabbos, the Roshna Hagmore is Esrik Noe, Sifat Toire Noe, Tfilin Noe, Sheifa Noe. In Nozi Adav Beis, so the whole list is mentioned, except Sifat Toire Noe. I'm sorry, except Sheifa Noe is not mentioned. Sivatora no is mentioned in Nozia, but Sheifa no is not mentioned. Now, we said that it's not mentioned by the Poskim that one should try to buy a beautiful Sheifa. As a matter of fact, is anyone makpid, I mean, that the Sheifa, the Hitzelius of the Sheifa should be beautiful. So, now, I thought that Tiva Shleimo mentions different Yosoids. But the only Gesoyes that he mentions is the variance between the Gemara in the Gemara in Shabbat and the Gemara in Nozi Adav Beis. He also mentions that in Hilte, Sheifa Noe is omitted. In Misach HaSofrim, Sheifa Noe is omitted. However, in Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph, so it has the same Gemara as the Gemara in Shabbat after the Gemara. So I don't know whether it's a difference in Yosoyes. Now, Rashi in Sukkot, that Yudale, he doesn't mention Sheva. So the question is that maybe it's Rav Davke and maybe it's Davke, and whether the Roshna Gmore in Shabbat Davke Vamekim and the Roshna Gmore in Nozia Davke, whether they represent different Yosoids, or is the same Aloha but just in one place, so one item is omitted. But I think that the pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos, even if we are Geirs, Sheifa Noe, in all the Gemaras, but the pshat in Sheifa Noe is like the Gemara in Shabbos mentions Kulmes Noe. What does it mean, Kulmes Noe? Kulmes Noe. Does Kulmes Noe mean that the pen with which you write the Sefer Torah has to be a beautiful pen, that it has to be decorated with gold? I mean, is there any Indian in having the pen look beautiful? So what Kulmes Noe means that the pen has to be such a kind of pen that the script, it will produce a beautiful script. Not that the chitzenius of the pen has to be beautiful. So Memela Sheifa Noe also means that it has to be, not that the Sheifa has to be beautiful, but it has to produce a beautiful coat. Because sometimes it can produce a culture for it will be the right gear, it will be the right one, the right toy, the right one toy, but it will still be an awkward call. I mean, that you see many times. So then it's inconsistent with the concept of Zekiel Mandeo. So in other words, so Sheikha Noe has the same meaning as Kumis. It is true that this Faseles and Shabbos. So, in explaining the Gemara of Kulmes Noe, he says, Enochanami, it means that the pen has to be beautiful. But it's not Mistaba that way, that the pen is beautiful. I saw the best suffering, I mean, 50 years ago, I saw in Europe the best suffering, and they won't even mark it. I mean, that the pen looked ugly, I mean, if you ask me. And still, they won't mark it. They could have bought a beautiful pen. So apparently everybody assumed, not like the Svasemes assumes in Kulmes Noe, that the pen should be beautiful. But in other words, that the pen should be such a kind of a pen that it would produce a beautiful script. So Shinpanoi also means it should produce a beautiful copy. Now, however, it's not such a double portion. We see there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ritva. It's true that most Rishonim agree with the Rambam, but the Ritva is chayot in regard to Shefer HaGozer. So the Rambam says, Yerushalmi mentions it in connection with Shefer Shel Avnei Zohar. So the Yerushalmi says that the Mikim HaMitzri is because. So the Mele, the Rambam, equates Shefer HaGozer with Shefer Shel Avnei Zohar. Just the Shefer Shel Avnei Zohar, the Yerushalmi says, that he's Yitzir, because he's Mikim HaMitzri with the Kol, and the Kol is not the Kol Shel Avnei Zohar. The Kol is not because of his own acts. Rambam says the same thing is true of Shefer HaGozer. So, Lulav HaGozer, even beyond the Sheni, where there is no requirement of Lachem, he's not it. Why? Because it's a Mitzah Bo Mavere. Mashiach is Shefer HaGozer, we cannot apply the Aloche of Mitzah Bo Mavere. Why? Because Ein Bikel Din Gozer. That's what the Rambam says. And the Mokel is the Yerushalayim. Now, what's the pshat in Bikelim Gozer? Because Mitzvah Bo Mavere doesn't mean that if a person is Mikayim Mitzvah and the Avere was a step towards the Mitzvah, so the Mele is not Mikayim Mitzvah. Mitzvah Bo Mavere only implies that if the Hefze of the Mitzvah has a Shem Levi of Avere, then it cannot be Mikayim Mitzvah. And that's in Yerushalmi in Shabbos. In Perek Ha'Erek, so the Yerushalmi Shabbos says that if somebody gazels a matzah, Pesach, he gazels a matzah, and then he eats Pesach night, the matzah, so he's not becoming the mitzvah. Why? Because even though by matzah there is no aloha of lochem, but it's mitzvah bo maver. So matzah psulo is not it. But suppose the first night of Pesach happens to be Friday night, and Shabbos it's only Zosea, and let's say he takes out a matzah in his mouth and he walks in the Shusarabim, and while he walks in the Shusarabim or he's mates in the Shusayochim Shusarabim, he has the matzah in his mouth and eats it, even though the Avera of Itzoye is simultaneous with it takes place simultaneously with the Kima Mitzvah, because as Limon Shabbos says, that if somebody swallows an echo in the Mishus Arabi, so that's the Anoche. The Achilo says that's the Anoche. So we could say, Mitzvah Bo Mavere, that if he was Meitzi, Mishus Ayochi, Mishus Arabi, Mimatze, Friday night Pesach, and the Anoche took place as a result of the swallowing, so the Mele, he shouldn't be Mikayim Mitzvah. So Yerushalmi says in Shabbos that he's Mikayim Mitzvah. So Yerushalmi and the Kashe, what is the difference between Matzeh Zulo and someone who was Matzeh, which is a Rabbi, Pesach night, which he was on Friday night? So Yerushalmi the Teretz, Tamon HaMatzeh Yamele, Bram Hoche, Ein HaMatzeh. So my father said, what's the pshat? In other words, the aloche of mitzvah bo mavere does not mean that if a person, if the kiyum mitzvah involves an avere, so mele is not the kind of mitzvah. But, and the raya is from the Gemara Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah says that now Sukkah Gzula is not it. So we have besides Bitzabon Adere, we have a special Zelzakoso that Sukkah Gzula is not it. So Gishenim asks why we have to resolve this special Zelzakoso. All right, but anyway, there is a special aloha, a special Zelzakoso that Sukkah Gzula is not it. So Gemara in Sukkah says Sukkah Gzula like this. When is it not yet? Sukkah Gzula, only if the Sukkah was Asuya B'Reish HaSvino. But if the Sukkah was built upon the Karka, Reuben built his Sukkah on the Karka. And then Shimon ousted Reuben from his Sukkah, and he set in the Sukkah. So Shimon is becoming the Mitzvah Sukkah. Why? Because Karka is Mitzvah. So the Mechaspino has the Kashi. All right. True that Karka is Mitzvah, but the Rambam says that even though Karka is Mitzvah, but if somebody does Karka, so the Mele is able to see, and that's a Sifri. That's a Sifri. And the Posik of Nisasi, Burach HaShem of Nishem. So the Sifri says that's only as the soil. But if he's, if so, but the Chutz Loretz is not evil Nisasi, but he's only evil is Ignevu. Risasik is not evil. So Gneivin Zeila is not. So we see that if somebody steals his Masid Gurei in Chutz Loretz, so he's not even the love of Risasik Uraach HaShemol Reshein in Chutz Loretz, only at Israel, but he's evil is Ignevu. And if it's not there at Zeila, so he's evil is Sigzel. He's evil is Sigzel. But Karkin Ixeles, the answer is Karkin Ixeles only implies that if God will show them, shot we know, Remel HaRishon Lachu Panecha. That's the mission in a gaze of us, because Karl came with Zeles. So the Sode is not Gozel, is not considered Gozel, because Kol Hecha the Yise, Bershus and the Mora Yise. Mashenkin, the Yisa Gezel is Eivea, the Yisa Neve is Eivea. If he ousts the Bible from his Sode, and he takes over, so then he's Eivea Misigzel. So the Mechaskim of the Kashe, so Sukko Abnuya al Gabi Kalke. So why do we say that he's behind the mitzvah? True, that the special Zelzakosu of Ksuro doesn't apply, because the Sukko itself is not Ksuro. But Mitzvah Bom Avera, he should not be able to behind the mitzvah. So my father said, Mitzvah Bom Avera, that is the Pshat Yerushalmi, depends not upon the fact that the Gavret is an Avera, but upon the fact that the Chepze is a Shemlevai of Avera. If somebody is Gezel and Esri or Adasi, and he's came be Yush and Chino Vishus, so then he is becoming the mitzvah of the whole unit. But he was even a better. The answer is if he was came the Esri or the Lure for the Hadassi and the Arodes, so the Mele, he doesn't have a Shemlevai of Avera, so it is. But until he was came, if he was not Kene, so let's say if there was no Yush and Chino issues, just Yush, then he's not becoming Mitzvah. Why? Because it still is called Gozel. So it has a Shem Levi of Avele. So Gozel has a Shem Levi of Avele. The Chetz is Gozel. Mashiach in my Kalke, since Kalke in Zeles, two is Ebel is Sizzle. He's able to see Gozel, but the Chepze is Bishus and Imore. So the Chepze is not Gozel. So he doesn't have Isham Levi of Avera. So in other words, Mitzvah Bom Avera depends not upon the fact that the Gavre was Abraham Avera, but upon the fact that the Chepze is Isham Levi of Avera. So that's why the Rambam says, Shefer HaGotel Shetoka Beyotso, Shein HaMitzvah Lebishmi HaSakeo, Ako Fisher Winoga Beyibi HaShemeya, Vein Mikir Bin Gezel, and that's the Yerushalmi. Why? Because the Chepze of the Mitzvah, only the Chepze of the Mitzvah is Gozel. Masha'in came by Sheifer, the Chepze of the Mitzvah is not a Sheifer. The Chepze of the Mitzvah is the Kol. The Kol is not Gozel. The Kol is an intangible thing. It doesn't have a Shem Levi of Gozel. The Kol, so the Mele, Mitzvah Bon La'Avele, doesn't apply in the case of Sheifer HaGozel. So the same reason, because Mitzvah Bon La'Avele depends upon the fact that the Chepze of the Mitzvah, the Matzeh, the Esri, the Ruleh is Hezishem Levi of Avera. Masha'in came here, he doesn't have Hezishem Levi of Avera, that's the Pshat in Yerushalmi. If somebody guzzles a matzah and he eats it Pesach night, so what is the chetz of the mitzvah? The matzah is the shem levay vaveir. Masha'in came, if somebody is neitzi neshesarabi neshesayochi, or dalet ames neshesarabi, and the hanochi is done by the swallowing, so he doesn't have a it. But, does the matzah have shem levay vaveir? Gozul so gives shem levay vaveir and the matzah. And the hefte, but if somebody is mitzi achimet, is mitzi the matzah which is rabbi, the matzah does not have shem levay avere. The gamre was mechal shabbos, but the matzah does not have shem levay avere. So it's like a sukkah habnuyu al gabi karke. So if somebody owns the bayu, even though he's in on the sigzel, but it seems karke in itself, he doesn't have shem levay avere. So then the Rambam shikes. So the mele, according to the Rambam, just as in regard to Mitzavon Aveh, we say it doesn't apply to Sheita, because the Heftz of the Mitzvah is not a Sheita, the Heftz of the Mitzvah is the Kol, and the Kol is not Gozol, so secure Van Veyu. Doesn't apply to the Sheita, the Sheita doesn't have to be beautiful, the Kol has to be beautiful. That's the Pshat of Sheita Noe, like Kulmes Noe. It has to be that kind of a Sheita that will produce a beautiful Kol, a very pleasant Kol. But if the Sheifer does produce a Kale Sheifer, but it's not present, it's an awkward call, so then it's inconsistent with the Kale Mamei. That's the Rambam Sheifer. However, the ritual in Rosh Hashanah is Chelik. And the ritual says, true from the Yerushalmi, it's Mashma, that there is that in Kale Gingozo. But from our Gemore, it's our Gemore is Chelik and the Yerushalmi, the ritual says in Rosh Hashanah. And according, so the mitzvah says that if somebody will gazel a sheifer and will be tikei abei, will not be eaten because mitzvah not there. But the question is, but is eaten the kol? And the kol is an intangible thing, that's not gazel. The answer is, since the sheifer produces the kol, so the melee, the sheifer is also considered as a chafetz of mitzvah. So the ritual can explain the gemara in Shabbos of sheifer noe literally, in the sense that the Sheifer, the Chitzekias of the Sheifer, has to be beautiful. I didn't see that anybody should be makti, that any Shpautkia should be makti, that the Sheifer should be beautiful, because most the Sheim agree with the Rambam, not in the Sheet of the Rambam. Yes?
Isn't there also a Sheet that's shown in the Gamay Perish? There is one, a Sheet in the Sheet of the Rambam, that the Sheet of the
Rambam, it doesn't make any difference. First of all, the Rambam says the Feresh that the mitzvah is the Shmi, and yet not the Kiyah. Yeah. But assuming that the mitzvah is the Kiyah, but it's still the call. It's still
the Kiyah.
No. So it's still the call. Even if we say that the mitzvah is the Kiyah, not the Shmi, but the Chetz of the mitzvah, the subject matter of the mitzvah is the call. Whether the Shmi or Kiyah, the Chetz of the mitzvah is the call, not the Sheifa itself. It's, in other words, I have to blow a cold shaper. So the Chetz of the Mitzvah is still the cold, not the shaper. Even if we say that the Kima Mitzvah is with the key and not with the Shmir. First of all, the Rambam says basically that the Mitzvah is the Shmir. But even if it had been the key, but the Chetz of the Mitzvah from the Lashon of the Rambam in the Tshuves, it's mashma, that there is a distinction between Yevu and Rosh Hashanah. By Rosh Hashanah also the mitzvah, the Kima mitzvah is in the Shmir, and by Yevu, Yevu Kippurim, the mitzvah is the key. So, but even there, Sheifer HaGozel would be kosher, because even if the mitzvah is the key, but the heft of the mitzvah is the kol, not the Sheifer itself. So anyway, so it's not such a double project. According to the Ritva, we see that the Ritva holds that the din of Mitzavon Ma'avere applies to Sheifer, even though the real heft of the mitzvah is the intangible call, but still, since it is the Sheifer that produces the call, so the male is considered the heft of mitzvah. So certainly here, since the Sheifer produces the call, so the male the aloche of Zekir Van Veyu, which implies that the heft of the mitzvah has to be beautiful. So here too the Sheifer has to be beautiful. And here we see that even the Talis is identified with the Heftz of the Mitzvah. because since the talus is worn exclusively because of the mitzvahs of the tzitzes, so mainly it becomes integrated with the tzitzes itself, and it becomes identified with the tzitzes itself as the chetzen mitzvah. So here too, since the shofar produces the call, and it has to be a called shofar, so mainly the shofar itself is considered as the chetzen mitzvah according to the mitzvah. And Zekir Ramvei would apply. Mashenke, according to the Rambam, so the Pshat in Shekhanoi is that it has to produce a pleasant cough. Now the Rambam is mashli the whole aloha of the Hebrew Mitzvah Ashish. He's mashli the whole aloha of the Hebrew Mitzvah Ashish. The question, Jeshuchnoch mentions it, the Smad mentions it, but the Rambam is mashli. The question is, why is the Rambam mashmi? So I think that the Kapis Morin says that the Rambam apparently agrees with the Pshat. The Rambam apparently agrees with the Pshat of the Rach. The Rach says, "Bimaro be'amre." משני דרב רזר, עד שליש משווה, מכאן ואילך משווה ולשבור. So, there is one פשעת נרח, that means that a second פשעת נרח, that עד שליש, so is מחויב, to be תלכת כסחיות. In order to spend שליש, I'm in the mitzvah. But, if more than שליש, so is not מחויב, to be תלכת כסחיות. That's one פשעת. Now, Then the other pshat in the Rachis, then he says, so that means that according to the Rach, that means according to the second version of the Rach, so he says, we can't be like Mishlach before. שאם בו בהדר המצווה ביאס המשליש בדמאו אין חיות, כל זה מי יגיע, שחיות קיבלו את המצווה, אבו ימצימו והקודש בו, כמו משלו אם יגיע, הוא ביקש להדר המצווה ביאס המשליש, הורשות ביותר. So that means that up to שליש, he is מחויב, it's a real חיוב, and he is מחויב to be דרך כסחיות. And then, but beyond the שליש, it's a mitzvah to yours. So the Kapis Morim says, apparently, not that the Rambam explains the Gemara exactly like the Rach, but similar to the Rach, but the Kapis Morim says that according to the Rambam, since the Gemara says weiter to that, Behidom Omer Abzeira, Behidom Mitzvachlish, Marov Amrem, Shemeter Abzeira, Achlish, Mishalei, Mikandeilech, Mishalakonish Borchu, Mikandeilech, Mishalakonish Borchu. So, how does Rashi explain it? Achlish, Mishalei, Daime. So, to the extent of the shlish that a person spends on Hilo Mitzvah, so then he gets rewarded, Be'yom Avot, but not Be'yom Azeh. But over and above the shlish that a person spends on Mitzvah, so he gets rewarded, Be'yom Azeh. So the Rambam apparently holds that actually you are mechuyev to spend more than a shish. But the Gemara is just saying that as far as, so, in other words, when the Magodi is explanatory of Chazera, when Chazera says Behidom mitzvah at shlish mitzvah, so it's not that Chazera holds what is mechuyev. Only to spend actually Shalita Mitzvah, no, he's mechuyev to spend even more than Shish. But as far as Schar is concerned, so up to Shish, so the reward is Be'ulmabe, and Yetzal Shish, he gets a reward Be'ulmabe. So the main way, there is no practical Nafkemine in Behidom Mitzvah actually. There is no practical afkemine because he is mechuyev to spend on the mitzvah of hidom mitzvah the same amount of money that one is mechuyev to spend on the ikar mitzvah. How much is one mechuyev to spend on the ikar mitzvah? According to Rabbi Yehuchel, a tenth of his income. And according to the Rambam, in Perusha Mishnah, pay a fifth of his income. So, Zekeri Van Behu is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. So, he's also required to spend that much, even a fifth of the income. But, when Rav Zeira says, Behido mitzvah, at shlish the mitzvah, so it only means that up to a shlish, so the schar is only Be'ilom Abo. And Yesam Shlish, the schar is Be'ilom Azeh. So this is what Rav Zeira means, Behido mitzvah, ashlish mitzvah. Not like that, the Shem. And it's not like the Rach either, because the Rach, according to the Rach, there is an Akimine, because in respect to a person, he says, because up to Shlish, so is Mechuyev to be Derech Eschayo, and more than Shlish, he is not Mechuyev to be Derech Eschayo. But suppose he doesn't have to be Derech Eschayo, he's a Noshia, so the Ramah says, the Pinkiyetzef and the Ramah say he's mechuyev even to spend more than the Shlish. So according to the Rav and the Ramah and the Pinkiyetzef, so there is a nachkemina between the Shlish and more than the Shlish. But according to the Rambam, there is no practical nachkemina. In other words, it's the same chiyuv, but except that to the extent of the Shlish, so then the schar is only Be'ilom Habo. But above the shlish, so the schar, he gets schar beyom azeh. So the Rambam doesn't mention the halachas that have no practical application. What is negating schar? So the Rambam doesn't mention. So that's the pshat according to the Rambam. The hino mitzvah at shlish the mitzvah. In other words, to hino mitzvah, so at shlish the mitzvah, the schar is only Be'ilom Habo. And the Bob, open the Bob shlish, so then the schar is no mazeh. But as far as the chiyuv is concerned, there is no nafkimine between shlish and not shlish. So why doesn't the Rambam mention? Then the Rambam does mention the aloch of Zekeri Van Behu. And he doesn't say how much he has to spend. So that means he's mechuyev to spend on hino mitzvah as a chemesh, like on any other mitzvah, the way he's mechuyev to spend on the ika mitzvah. Alright, that's the Shizam. Now, in respect to this Shita of the Rabbi Hanabe, which is a very strange Shita, he says that up to a Shlish with the male, he is Mechuyev even to be Bechet Eschayo. Even to be Bechet Eschayo. And the Ramah says the same thing, the Mechiyetze, in the name of the Ramah, says the same thing. So in other words, so the Ramah says that if he already worked hard, in other words, he's not required to work hard in order to spend more than his shlish on the mitzvah. But suppose he worked hard because he wanted to become rich, but he already became rich. Now he's mechuyev, since he already has wealth, so he's mechuyev to spend even more than shlish, the Ramah says. Up to how much? So obviously it means as much as he's mechuyev to spend on the ika mitzvah. So up to a tenth or up to a fifth, depending upon that machlekes reshenim, the machlekes between the Rambam and Rabbi Yeruchim. So the Yamsha Shleimei, Yam Shoshleimei mentions Ramah and his chelik in Ramah. Ob ich schaffe in Machere, in Ramar Veran, Shepir, Shul, Shulis, Mishalei, Tlein, Azor, Leisit, Min, Gie, Videch, Es, Chayot, Kilo, Hai, Ra, Mitzvah, Kam, Veilach, Mishlis, Shul, Mayro, Im, Timo, Lach, Kodish, Boruch, Momen, Shalom, Min, Gie, Yesi, Vim, Lav, Chayot, Kedim, Vidai, Vitez, Vishlis, Vloi, Nire, Kibi, Vada, Yish, Chayot, Mitchokim, Abim, Shulis, Im, Zor, Leisit, Babu, Leid, Ra, Mitzvah. So according to Ramah, and that's the shita of the Rach also, end of the Nukiense. So up to Shlish, he is Mechuya Fibri to be Deirik Eschayo. To be Deirik Eschayo. To work hard. And I mean minimize in certain comforts in order to spend Shlish on Hidu Mitzvah. So he says, if he has to be Deirik Eschayo, so then even at Shlish is not Mechuya. ואפילו אפשר המצווה עצמו אין צורך ליקנין שמחיות נדחוקים ואפשר ורס דהבו לקיין רב שאין צורך לבזבז לולי מרחני כרדאו כסף חייגן. So then he says, so that goes, that is a double pshikas, is a certainty to the answer from me. That Amish Hidu Mitzvah is not מחויב to be דרך כסחיות even to the extent of Shlish. Even to the extent of Shlish. But he has his sofik. Maybe he is not mechuyev to be derek eschayov even for the Ikamitz. Let's say, suppose a person lives in a town with no other Jews. So he has to buy an estate. Let's say he'll buy an estate, he'll have to pay $100. So he will not remain a pauper. But he'll have to be derek eschayov. Maybe he'll have to minimize his food habits, he'll have to eat, I mean, he'll have to be more stingy in buying, spending on food. So the question is, he will not have to become a pauper, of course, if it means that he'll have to become a pauper. So naturally, he's not the chuyev to spend the hinrad, he's not the chuyev to spend more than one-tenth or more than one-fifth. So if he has to become a pauper, naturally, he's not going to do that. But suppose, in order to be the kind of Mitzvah Sessel, of the Mitzvah Sessel, or any other Mitzvah the Torah, he has to be there in his chayim. He has to minimize in his living expenses. So the Rav Shoshoyim says, it's his own. But people, ha-Mitzvah atzmo efshar mitzvah l'chuliknes, im chayim mitzvah. Why? Because possibly, Hadley came back, except those mitzvahs where he's mechuyev to spend the hinrad. Let's say Gabi Adi Aram cases because of Pirsum Nise, or Nechanike because of Pirsum Nise. So the halacha is, afilo only Hamchazar Lapsochim is mechuyev to buy wine, to be Mechazar Lapsochim to buy wine for our cases, or to buy Nechanike because of Pirsum Nise. But the general rule is in regard to mitzvahs, he's not mechuyev to spend the hinrad. That's the reason why he's not mechuyev to spend more than the fifth of his nechosim, chos nechosim. Now let's say the gabi nechanike, he's mechuyev even to spend a fifth, more than a fifth also, because it's a special aloha. So the Yam Sheshleim has, now, the Yam Sheshleim is chelka drama, according to drama. So even Hidu Mitzvah itself is mechuyev to be the Yerikeshayot. But needless to mention, the Yikar Mitzvah itself, that he's mechuyev to be the Yerikeshayot. But he's not mechuyev to spend the Himrah. So according to Ramah, to be the Yerikeshayot is not as serious as Himrah. To be the Yerikeshayot. Is not as serious as Hinra. And according to the Yam Shoshleme, Yam Shoshleme is not sure, but he says Efshah, that even for the Ikra Mitzvah is not Mechuyev to be there in Chayim. So we have here a machleket between the Ramah and the Yam Shoshleme. According to the Ramah, one is Mechuyev for the Ikra Mitzvah even to be there in Chayim. And according to Yam Shoshleme, so it's likely, he's not sure, but he says, Efshah, Sha'afilo Atz, Amitzvah Atzmo, in Tzorah Rikta Yisim Chayim. So this is a very important machlech. Alright. Now the Mishnah. Kol Shechafti Mishnah Rotei, יחשבתי אס מיסקי, יחשבתי בביצת מיסקי, חבתי בתשבולי מיסקי, כהכשר חום מיסקי. נאו, דה טו פשוטים, רשי. The first shot is, כל שחבתי בשם ראשי, שנשחייבתי בשם ראי, יחשבתי אס מיסקי. כלימה, אם היזי, יחשבתי ביזי מלכי, איזי הזה, שהוא ישמרתי פיופי, כך מצאתי. לשנח, הנה, יחשבתי אס מיסקי, אולי, להכשיר. Lisakim is this game on the high Mishal. Libi makes. So the second pshat I understand very well. I understand very well. It's a very reasonable pshat. Kol shechavti bishmoasi. There is no doubt as to the meaning of the expression kol shechavti bishmoasi. What do you mean kol shechavti bishmoasi? Whoever is mechuyev to watch his mame, to watch over a certain mazik, so then yichshavti is this game. So he has to pay. So, Olaila Hakshir will be sacrificed, it's not the Chayim Mishal. That we understand very well. If somebody is Mechuyev Bishmire, if Ruvin has an axe, so he's Mechuyev to watch his axe, the way Yishmerenu. He doesn't watch the axe, and the axe is Mazi, so he has to pay. But what's the pshat in the first, what's the meaning of the first pshat? שחבתי בשביל ראש השינה, שחבתי בשביל בשביל ראי, יחשבתי איזה מיסקי, כאילו נאו, אם איזה יחשבתי וזימנתי איזה הזה, שאו שומרתי ביוף, so what does it mean? So, then it's if I am going to watch my heart, so then, and I didn't watch, so then it's considered that I caused that hazard. So what does it mean I caused that hazard? I have to pay. So in final analysis, it means that I have to pay. So why does the first pshat not explain it like the second pshat? The second pshat is very simple. Kol shechavti bishmirose yichshavti es niskei. According to the second pshat, it means whoever is chayav in the shmirah of a certain moment, so he is responsible. She has to pay. That's the second pshat. Olai lisakin. Lehakshe lisakin es simple. Ima lechayav shalom. So what's the first pshat? The first pshat is, no, Yichshavti es niskei does not mean that I have to pay, but what it means is, so, im hizik Yichshavti vizimanti eisi hezik, shuli shabalti fiyot. That's an identity. I mean, what, according to the first pshat, so the Mishnah is saying an identity. I mean, so, that makes sense. In other words, kol shechavti Mishnah was saying, if I am mechuyev to watch, so then, and I didn't watch, so it means that I was mizamin, I caused the test. That I didn't watch it. So naturally, if somebody is mechuyev to watch and he doesn't watch, so it means he didn't watch. Naturally. So what does it mean? That he's responsible. So there's the second shot. So why did the first shot enter the second shot? So in final analysis, we have to say that what the Mishnah is saying, if somebody is mechuyev bishmiret, of the axe, of the bay, or of the eish, whatever it is, whatever the mazik is, so if he doesn't watch it, so let them explain like the second pshat. So why do they say some other pshat? If in final analysis it means that he has to pay. So what's the machlekes between the first lashon and the second lashon? And the second lashon is the pshat of Rashi's Rebbe, will be made. In other words, so the first pshat is Rashi's own pshat. Apparently, Rashi preferred his pshat to his Rebbe's pshat. When the Rebbe's pshat is the only reasonable pshat, and even if we explain it differently, we still have to say like Rashi's Rebbe. So why didn't Rashi adapt his Rebbe's pshat? Now, apparently it seems that between Rashi and Rashi's Rebbe, there is a machlokes. And that you'll find, the Eben also doesn't discuss it in connection with the Mishnah. Maybe he does. I don't remember that he does. I saw the Eben also some time ago. But my impression is he just raises a chiyuv. What's the aloha of the chiyuv tashlumin for this kimono? Now there is a chiyuv tashlumin for Odom HaMazik. So then he's responsible because he himself caused that. And there is a chiyuv tashlumin also from a mamon hamazik. If I have a sheir and I don't watch the sheir, so I have to pay. If I have a beir and I don't watch the beir, I don't keep it covered, and then there is a headache, so I have to pay. If I have an inch and I don't watch the inch and the fire spreads and it's magic, I have to pay. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Is the pshat is that the lack of shmira, the negligence, is the mechayev of the tashlum. The fact that the person was negligent, he didn't watch his moment, that is mechayev tashlumi, or the halacha is the real mechayev tashlumi is the fact that the person himself caused the damage. But the halacha, hadalacha of the Torah of which Rebbe implies that if a person had a moment that he was obligated to watch and he didn't watch, then it's considered as if he himself caused the damage. So the reason as to why he has to pay for the damage done by the Sharia, because since it's his moment and he has to watch the Sharia, so when the Sharia is mazik, it's considered as if he himself was mazik. That's a chira that is discussed by the Eretz at the beginning of the Rambam in Hilchos Nisimon. Apparently, that's the machlokes between Rashi and Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat himself, the rabbis of Rashi, Mipi Meiri, says simply, "Kol shechavti b'shmirosei, hechshavti es niskei." In other words, if I am chayev in the shmira, if I am mechuyev to watch my sheira, my feira, my age, so that I'm responsible, I have to pay. So what is the mechayev? The mechayev is the negligence. So the Rashi himself holds no. It's not just negligence. Of course, negligence is an important factor. If he's negligent, then if he's negligent in watching his mommy, so then the hesed done by the mommy is considered as if it had been done by himself. So that's the pshat in Rashi, the first pshat. Hichshalti is niske. Kelim alim hizi. Hichshalti vizimanti eiz hezeh. Shemishomalti fiyotet. So in other words, so if I didn't watch my mommy and then my mommy it caused damage, so it's considered that I caused damage. Any damage or any injury done by my mommy is attributed to me as if I had done the damage. That's the reason as to why it's higher. So, but Mishnachine Yerushalmi as this guy, all my lahachshir or misakin as this guy, kelimar and chayim mishalmi. I think that the two pshotim, that the two tzadim that Rabbi Sazalman mentions, what is the mechayev of niskimoni, whether the negligence per se is the mechayev or not the negligence per se is mechayev. The thing that makes him liable is the fact that he himself caused damage. But if he is negligent, so then the hezek done by the mommy is considered as if the hezek was done by himself. So that's why it's fine. So according to the first Rashi, so it's the reason is why he's higher for Mamei, because of the Chiyuv Shmira. So it's considered as if he himself did the damage. That's the Rashi. Vizimanti, Yechshal, Vizimanti, he said. So then, I effect perpetrated the Hezek. Because I was negligent, I didn't watch my moment. And the second chapter is, no, not because I effect and considered that perpetrated the Hezek. That's negligence. I'm chayev to watch my mommy. So I'm chayev for the hezek of the mommy. According to the first pshat, I'm not chayev for the hezek of the mommy. But it's considered as if I caused the damage. That's why I'm chayev. All right. Now then, hichshalti b'miksas niskei, hichshalti b'miksas niskei, chavti b'tashvun niskei k'hachsha omis. That's niskei. So the more explains it. If he was mashlim, so he is completely responsible. Alright. So, what does it mean? He is acting. aber im Isaac, in der Sehedisch, in der Chayef, die nach dem Kuhren ist auch im Schereo. So, in other words, an this din, so there are three Shittes. There are three Shittes we discussed at the beginning. Da go, one Shittes of the Shein is that it applies only, the Ptur of Mazik Hedesh applies only to Kerem. Because the Gnosakos of Ophreyu Gnosha Hedesh is mentioned in connection with the Gichet, in Gashir Rishet Reyu, Reyu Gnosha Hedesh. Another Shite is... So, that's one Shite, that only Kerem is Potter if he's Mazik Hedesh. But Shem Reyu is Mazik Hedesh, then he's higher. Needless to mention, if Odoma Mazik is Mazik Hedesh, so he's higher in the rise. Then there is a Shite, that the same halach that the Torah mentioned connection with Kerem applies to other Niskimot. To other Niskimot. That's not a Rav Amiri. To other Niskimot.